What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour four of the nation. We're live at Jake's in Frisco on Main. Come on by for some delicious food. We're still reacting to the news that came down about an hour and 10 minutes ago. Micah Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers. Coming back is two ones. And Kenny Clark, a veteran defensive tackle, first round pick out of UCLA in 2016. And joining us now to talk more about this is 105.3 The Fan alumni, NFL Network's Jane Slater. Here on The Fan. And good afternoon, Jane. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm exhausted. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, I'll drink to that for sure. Great reporting on this story, by the way. Let me just start with that. You've been dialed, so we appreciated all your insights and all the updates. How much did it surprise you that it actually happened?
I was surprised this week when people were beginning to move differently. In other words, when I started poking around about trade offers, for the longest time I was told no, fake news. And then this week, I think it was starting on Monday, Tuesday, everyone was really moving differently the last 48 hours. And that's when I, you know, we have our insiders chat. Me, Ian, and Tom were starting to really suspect something else was going on. And then when they sort of leaked today that they were looking to take offers finally. I think it was they had resolved that they were interested in doing this, and they wanted to see what sort of late offers were coming through. And I think the Packers made the most sense to them, you know, getting the two first-round picks. We still don't know what years those are. I'm waiting for that. And then they got Kenny Clark, a defensive tackle that's a three-time Pro Bowler. You know, they're filling some of the spots, so to speak, along the line. When we started getting into grievances and challenging the back issue, I think that's when things started to change. Like, I think that was one last chess move from Mugaletta and Micah, in the sense of, if you guys aren't going to move this, we're going to move it for you. And I think they started to have to ask themselves, do we want this to continue to be a distraction moving forward, or do we actually want to get something here from a really talented player, arguably one of their best players in the last generation, that they could actually go and get something for? And I think for those of us that have covered the team closely in the last couple of years, this had been something that had been speculated about. And a lot of us didn't want to bring it up because, you know, nothing happens. But the locker room could get frustrated with Mike at times. And I think the hardest thing for me to reconcile was, it wasn't like Micah was getting in trouble off the field. You know, it's almost like sometimes I feel like the Cowboys have a better tolerance for that. It was more of, I would describe, just a nuisance at times, a little scatterbrained. Trying to get him to really lock in, I think, was hard at times. And so those sort of things, and then add the training table incident this weekend, albeit it was small, it went back to, we want to pay somebody leadership type money, and we expect you through your body language and your actions to exemplify that. And by, you know, not participating, throwing the jury, I just think all those little things started to add up, and they really asked themselves, do we want to commit long-term to this player? And, you know, look, full disclosure, I like Micah. Micah's a different cat. I don't know if I've ever quite met anyone like him in the league. He kind of reminds me of a vintage player. Just he dances to the beat of his own drum. But I think ultimately Micah, too, he wants to go where he's celebrated. And I started to really feel, and I don't know about you guys, you know, Jerry did a masterful job with Michael Irvin on the podcast, and I think made it pretty clear that, you know, he was gonna dig in here. And I think ultimately maybe Micah knew, maybe I need to go somewhere else where I'm celebrated.
Jane, I think, obviously this is wild. Thank you so much for joining us. I guess the question would be, if you know, were there other teams possibly involved in trying to get in on the Micah trade talks, or was Green Bay really the only one?
I don't know. I'm still working on all of that. I mean, I'll pull the curtain back. Ian Rappaport and I were, like, yelling at each other this morning. I thought we were going to murder each other working on this. And I think we both got the sense that something had to happen, whether that be Jerry just saying, hey, we're tabling this and we're not talking about your contract till next season. Do with that information as you will. They could have extended. I think all things were on the table on Monday. And then I think the back issue and the grievance stuff in combination with the training thing just sort of changed things. And so I was literally at Dick's Sporting Goods getting my Arch Manning jersey for Saturday. Fully expecting me back home in time for insiders, but certainly didn't think it was going to break at 4 o'clock here on Thursday, but I'm glad it did, right? I mean, I would have hated to see this drag into the weekends, and I think ultimately it was becoming a distraction in the locker room, and it starts to wear on the players, and I think they kind of did Shoddy a solid here. You know, now you can focus on this team, no distractions, and I think there's now a clear message that, look, maybe some of this tomfoolery that we've allowed over the years in Dallas needs to come to an end. And I think those of us that have covered the team, and I even said this before the draft, you know, where's the stomach that this team used to have for making some of these gutsy, bold trades? Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately both sides won here. I mean, I think Micah would have preferred to stay here. But I really think you have two egos here. And Micah's ego was, I'm a generational type player. I'm in line. Guys before me in my draft class have gotten extensions. Why is it not happening for me? And once you sort of get in your head that your employer doesn't value the way that you value yourself, I think that's where things switch for Micah a little bit.
Jane, from a Cowboys fan standpoint, just the idea of trading with Green Bay at all is just kind of ridiculous. Yeah. But I guess that wasn't something they really cared about, because we were all saying, like, you would trade him to an AFC team or something. But to trade him to Green Bay just seems ridiculous.
I just think the reason why Green Bay made sense was they were so motivated to do it. I mean, these leaks, they don't happen, you know, like, leaks happen like this, almost like it was almost doing a heat check for both sides, you know? And so that is what, hold on, I'm just getting it. There is going to be a press conference at the Star in Frisco tonight at 6:30. There
okay.
You go.
Boom.
So I just got that information. So I'm sure Jerry and everybody will fill in the blanks and give us some nuance here. But yeah, that's what I've got. So a lot of this stuff is, like I said, so I will say this about the Cowboys. You know, a lot of people have been frustrated the Cowboys that they leak too much, or they tell you they want to trade a player like the Amari Cooper deal, and they don't get a lot out of it. I feel like they did a pretty good job here.
Jane Slater here with you in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. You mentioned Micah and how well he was liked, disliked. Was it kind of like a T.O. situation?
No, because that's why I'm saying the situation with him is just so different. Like, different than a Zeke, different than a Dez, different than a... I don't know if you guys have ever worked with someone that just kind of irritates you. You know, like, they say one thing and they'll do it for a few weeks and then they kind of do another, or they're easily distracted. They're like, oh, this is going to be, you know, my best year, and, you know, I'm going to show up every day and I'm going to be early, and it lasts for a little bit and then it doesn't. And it's not an indictment of Micah, so to speak. I just think Micah is one of those guys that has to be constantly stimulated, you know, and I feel like at times once Dan Quinn left, Dan was always stimulating and, you know, reassuring, and I don't think he had that once Dan left. And, you know, I think teams have to know how to, like, get the best out of certain people, you know, and that can be in a workplace, that could be, and I got the sense that it got to a point where it's like, we've got, you know, 53 other guys here. We can't just focus on giving all the attention to one.
If you had to put your finger on the one thing that made this happen, is it Jerry's ego, unwilling to lose? Is it Mulugeta and Micah kind of threatening a medical holdout? What do you think was the biggest catalyst for making this happen today?
I think collectively the organization basically went to Jerry and said, Jerry, we've got to really seriously consider, you know, obviously we've got a team who's...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making their interest in this player known. They are highly motivated. You know, if we keep him around, is it going to be a distraction to the team? Like, obviously, he's digging in too. And I think at some point, maybe even Jerry was a little shocked with the medal of Micah. You know, like, I'm still shocked that he just walked in, handed his trade papers to Stephen Jones, and showed up to every day at camp. You guys have been in the doghouse with the Joneses before. Like, it's uncomfortable. So Micah did it, and I was fascinated by it.
Yeah, it has been an incredible story to track. If the Cowboys were a playoff hopeful before today, what are they now? What do you think is the immediate impact on this team's ability to win?
I don't know enough about Kenny Clark and how he's going to contribute defensively along the line, right? Like, I feel like they've just been stockpiling defensive linemen. When I started seeing some of those moves, too, I was like, looks like they're preparing themselves for something. You know, they're going to tell us tonight, well, Micah would disappear in the postseason, or you'll start seeing that, you know, come out. I just think ultimately for a team to win, you really can't have the distractions in the locker room. Like, if you look at a lot of these teams that are successful, and I'm not saying that Micah wasn't that. I'm just saying this was, when you're frustrated with your deal, and I've had this, you know, you'll say it to this person, and they'll find themselves going, yeah, like, it's frustrating for me. And then you'll start having more and more players coming in wanting their extensions early. And I don't know. I think at some point you kind of had to reset here, and it's a hard thing to do. And I found it unfortunate that it was Micah Parsons who was held, I felt like, on some levels to a different precedent than other teams. But he also moved differently than other players. So I could actually argue all the sides on this one. It didn't have to get this messy, and it's unfortunate that those talks in March are what muddied the water so much.
You think his back's feeling pretty good up there in Green Bay now?
I haven't gotten an answer on that. I've been asking.
Yeah, okay. I guarantee you, Jane, if he takes a Southwest Airlines flight and shows up like in a wheelchair to get on the plane, he'll magically, his back will be fine by the time he gets to Green Bay.
Listen, I don't like to laugh about injuries. I think, you know, people are dealing with with whatever that is. And so I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to pile on. I'm going to personally miss Micah in the locker room because there was no media training with him. There was no BS. He gave us something to write about. I always found his quotes entertaining. And I'm sure he's got guys on the team that I know that are going to miss him. I mean, Trayvon Diggs, I know, is going to miss him, but I almost think it sends a message to Trayvon. You know, they already went ahead and held his contract to him about the, you know, not being here X amount of time training. And now it's Trayvon's not going to have Micah in there, and Micah was a pretty powerful ally. So I think this is kind of a message to everyone. You know, we're going to start doing things a little differently around here.
Hey, Jane, you know, you mentioned about people, we were reporting probably 2 years ago about Micah, and there are people within the organization that were kind of saying, hey, this would be a bad idea to extend him. Do you think that and the Joneses weren't the ones saying that, but it was other people in the organization. Do you think those voices became stronger and stronger as this wore on?
Yeah, and I think there's a little bit of, like, you know, Jerry's got his favorite players, right? Like, he doesn't hide it. And, you know, Zeke's been one of those guys. Dez was one of those guys. Micah was one of those guys. And I think on some level, maybe Jerry thought that his relationship with Micah was special enough that they could get this contract done the way Jerry wanted to get it done. And when that didn't happen, I think both sides really felt betrayed. You know, I think both of them have their unique point of view on this, and I don't know if they're going to move off of it. You know, I think some of us watching The Gambler felt like it was almost a little bit like the Jimmy Jerry thing. You know, both of them. I did reach out to Micah, and I was like, so are you going to talk to Jerry about this at some point? I didn't get an answer back.
Jane,
you know,
Slater,
let bygones be bygones, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I just wonder if, you know, Jerry was trying to hold these people off. And the more this kind of went through, the more he said, okay, you're right. And then that's where, you know, like they say, the Joneses weren't the ones putting all this stuff out. It was people within the organization that were.
I mean, so, here's what I would say. I would say that, you know, everyone always says, you know, Jerry doesn't listen to anybody else, that Jerry operates in a vacuum, and it's not true.
That's BS. That's total BS. Yeah.
When you start looking at, you know, even the Mike McCarthy decision, you know, he held on to Mike McCarthy after that disastrous loss. I think there was an element of people that were like, move on. And like some
exactly.
of it was, even, you know, want to pay, you know, a coach to sit at home is what I was told. But I also think there's an element there of, you know, he wanted to give him a chance. And then with Schottenheimer, you know, I think he and Steven sat there with them and found themselves going, you know, like it was collectively as a group they made this decision. And so I think if fans are looking for some encouragement, it's the fact that, you know, these decisions aren't being made in a vacuum. And I think ultimately, as frustrating as this looks for some, I think this was the best resolution given where it got at the very end. Like, I truly believed that some of this was posturing on both sides and that cooler heads would prevail, because we've seen it so many times. But I've never seen a player make some of the moves that Micah did. And I think it just got to a point where, like, you know, you've got two, like, immovable forces here. So you're good. I think it was honestly in the best interest. Micah's going to go somewhere where he's celebrated. It's going to be a new fan base that's excited about him. You know, he can lean into that. And then they got 2 first-round picks, which, because they're always, you know, winning enough that they're towards the end of the draft, this gives them some more flexibility moving forward. And you're also getting, you know, a defensive lineman who's 30 years old and a 3-time Pro Bowler. So, I don't know. I mean, both sides are going to argue this person won or this person won, but I don't think that there was another option after this week.
Jane Slater, NFL Network, thank you so much for your time and reporting on this, and we'll chat with you soon.
Look forward to it. Bye, guys.
There she goes, Jane Slater, NFL Network, and maybe, I don't know, adding Ricky Scoops to that group chat? Probably not. But
take his victory lap, man.
He did, man. He nailed it. I do like the idea of doing things different as a way of – you know, explaining why they ultimately decided to do that. Maybe if everything had happened differently over the last 10 years, they would have caved today and give Micah Parsons what he want. But, you know, I think if you would draw a line in the sand and say, you know, we're going to draft you, and if you're a star towards the end of it, we're going to make you an offer that we think is fair and reflects your value. We have a long history of paying players the top at their position in the entire league, and if that's not good enough for you, we'll trade you, right? But I think wanting players who want to be Cowboys would be a very fruitful path, and I still don't believe Micah Parsons really loved being a Cowboy or had fallen in love with the star nearly to the extent that he has claimed throughout the process. I think that was engagement farming. We got to jump, though. We're live at Jake's in Frisco. Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette, is going to join us and give us the Green Bay perspective on this Cowboys-Packers trade coming up next. On the fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.